Season 4 is quickly coming to an end, Lo-Fi Poli-Sci. Tomorrow? That's it. And then we take a week off. And then launch Season 5. But before we close out Season 4, I thought today would be a good day to share my piece from Issue 1, Volume 2 of Letters of the Lo-Fi Poli-Sci that just came out on Saturday. And the overall theme of this issue was 2021. And the title of my words? My letter of love and hope to you. I believe in looking forward, not back. Though I also believe that reflection of previous events from time to time may produce insight that shows us the best path to achieve our goals. Thus, 2021, let us speak of it one last time. At the beginning of 2021, I moved to a new place. I began teaching in the classroom again for the first time in 10 months after being online that whole time. I just received my doctorate the month before. The beginning of 2021 represented a completely new beginning for me. An opportunity to find myself, if I ever in fact knew myself before. In 2021, I reunited with many people I had not seen in over a year. I met some of the most amazing people who remain in my life today, even though many of them have moved on to the next stage of their life. But such is the tragedy of being a university professor. You constantly meet wonderful individuals, and you watch them succeed. But that inevitably means that they move forward and away, though they never truly leave, and more on that later. But 2021 most certainly provided a great many challenges for me. The continuation of global ailments, the worst hurricane I ever experienced in my life, the tug of war between reuniting and then watching loved ones leave, and the very real world experience of dealing with my social anxiety. You know, it may seem odd to hear, read, or even know that a university professor deals with a constant feeling of social anxiety, but I do. And you know, some people, they tell me, it's just ridiculous. As I speak in front of people all the time, as well as I podcast multiple times a week. But both of those things keep me in my element, my environment, my comfort zone. I feel safest in my recording closet, casting to you. I feel safe in my classroom in front of my students. Outside, though? Well, I get anxiety from being in public and around people. The holidays, they were not relaxing for me. You know, people say I must push forward and slowly integrate back into life and experience being with friends again. And I believe they're right. You know, they're correct. And I have decided to push myself forward to be with those I care about again. Though I will say, even messaging back and forth, planning things to do in public, gives me anxiety. However, I'm pushing past it. 2021 reaffirmed my belief that we must move forward, not back. And to that end, I return to, and close out on, the idea of watching amazing individuals leave my life as they proceed to the next stage of their own. 2021 made me feel this in a deep kind of way. Because of my chosen profession, I meet so many brilliant and wonderful people. And every year, at least twice a year, with the beginning of every new semester, more and more phenomenal human beings walk into my life. They enrich my life. They give it meaning, to which I am eternally grateful to those individuals. And watching them leave is one of the proudest and most difficult parts of my life. Seeing each of them grow and succeed to become the person they dream of, it's a marvelous and unique gift. 2021 showed me that they never truly leave my life, though, and they will always remain a part of it. You know, this coming semester, I have people in my classes that only take them because someone they trusted in their life told them to do so. And one particular group, this line of friend-to-friend recommendation to take my classes, goes directly back all the way to 2018. And for 4 years now, in every single semester, one person after another, including at least 8 people over that time period, have connected with each other and then with me. and almost all of them, including the original two people who took my class in 2018. They graduated and moved forward in their lives. And while I might not see them anymore or even talk to them, save every now and again, they still reside in my life within the line of those friends that are currently in my classes. You know, this past year has shown me, while life may take us in different directions, we never truly part ways. 2021 presented so many challenges for all of us. But with all that hurt, came so much healing and love. And challenges will always be there. And we, together, will always overcome them. Thank you to all of you for always being there for me, as I am always here for you. All the love, Michael. Talk to you tomorrow, Lo-Fi listeners.